USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now being faced with tariffs on the steel and aluminum they sell to the United States, several U.S. allies are still speaking out against them. The European Union Senior Trade Commissioner calling the tariffs illegal. Canada and the EU plan to file challenges with the World Trade Organization. But Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin speaking after a three-day G7 Finance Ministers Summit insisted yesterday those tariffs are fair.
President Trump has been very clear in wanting to address trade issues. Again, our objective is to make sure we have fair and balanced trade.
Drought in America's West is still feeding fires in Colorado and New Mexico. Over 400 firefighters are battling a massive wildfire that's still 0% contained in northern New Mexico. And a wildfire in southern Colorado is forcing the evacuation of over 800 homes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
One person is dead, at least six others injured in a shooting in downtown Omaha last night. Police say the victims were all in their teens and 20s. It happened just before midnight in the Old Market neighborhood, and they suspect it was gang-related. No arrests have been made.
It is time for Senate Democrats to stop resisting the will of the American people.
President Trump with a message to Democrats who he says are blocking his policies and his nominees.
So very simply, stop resisting the will of the American people and to start working across the aisle to deliver for all citizens. We love our country. We want to keep our country great. Thank you very much.
The president speaking in his weekly address. Three astronauts are on their way back to Earth after more than 5 months aboard the International Space Station. They should land in Kazakhstan shortly before 9 Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Here's more news from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Just how much Russia influenced our 2016 presidential election is still up for debate, depending on who you talk to. But what are their plans for 2018? Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with James Clapper. He's author of a new book titled Facts and Fears, and he discusses if we're ready for the 2018 midterm elections.
Well, the intelligence community will, and the law enforcement community will continue to do what it's always done, which is report to policymakers the activity that they see that the Russians have underway. And I have no doubt in my mind they will continue to try to interfere and influence our elections. What we need, though, is a statement from the commander-in-chief about the severity of this threat, which will serve to galvanize not only the government, but society at large. And one of the reasons I wrote my book was to do my little part to try to educate the public about the threat posed by the Russians. I consider Russia as, in the short term, the greatest threat to this country, particularly at least for the next 6 years. And we're going to have at least six more years of Putin. And as long as he's in office, we're going to have a serious problem with the Russians. The other thing to remember about the Russians, which has gotten worse since 2012, is their commitment to modernizing their strategic nuclear arsenal.
It was interesting to note that Clapper actually admitted that Mitt Romney was right during the third presidential debate to bring up Russia and how it was already one of